Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, we're all aware of the risks of pinning all our hopes of corporation tax receipts fueled by US multinationals. But what other areas of government revenue may be the beginning to become over-reliant on big US companies? Delighted to be joined by Cormac Lucy now. Cormac, you penned a very interesting piece in the Sunday Times recently outlining possible danger signs around FDI investment. Can we maybe look at those? If we look at the overall tax take, both corporation tax, VAT and income tax, our reliance on those three combined figures is really, really significant, isn't it?
It is. It's long been known that the corporation tax take was very heavily dominated by multinationals. And a report recently from the Revenue Commissioners highlighted that 87% of the corporation tax in 2022 came from multinationals. What was interesting about this revenue report was they also delved into the multinational contribution to income tax and VAT. And their contribution to the income tax take is 55%.
Yeah.
Even though just 14% of the workforce would actually be employed by that sector. And their contribution to the total VAT take wasn't far behind that at 54%. So if you just factor in those three tax headings and ignore all the other tax headings, capital tax, stamp duty and the like, it would mean that the multinational sector contributed over half of the state's total tax take in 2022. And if you make, I think, a more realistic assumption that the multinational contribution to the other tax headings is likely to be on a par with their contribution to VAT, then it would suggest that the multinational contribution to the total tax take is above 60%, between 60% and two-thirds. So we are completely dependent for our economic well-being on the prosperity and health of the multinational sector.
Okay, and if we looked at, you call them two slow-motion dangers facing the sector. The first being basically infrastructural, if we talk about housing, skilled personnel and electricity. If we're not providing enough housing, enough skilled personnel or safe electricity, or basically that there won't, we can guarantee these businesses that they will always have electricity. That's number one. The second is if America, either under Trump or Biden, decides that they want to recapture some of the tax that we currently get. They're the two big kind of slow-moving dangers that we face.
Correct. So I think that the first one, in terms of our own inability to supply, to give incoming multinationals the resources they need to function. You know, we're already at our limits on electricity. We've got restrictions now coming into Dublin Airport on flights over Christmas. We're having to import huge amounts of labour. You know, the immigration debate is centering on applications for refugee status, but there are huge numbers coming in on work permits and study permits. And I'm for that. I'm for Ireland upskilling and, if necessary, bringing in people from outside to assist in that. But they're finding it difficult, as our own people are, to get housing. And then in terms of, I think the bigger danger is in America, that if you look at the American budgetary situation, they're running up huge deficits, the American government is, even though the American economy is flying. So what will the deficits look like if America goes into recession? And if it does go into recession, the deficits will get larger. The pressure to close the deficits will grow. And they may start looking at Ireland saying, well, this is a flea profiting from sitting on our back, sucking out some tax revenues maybe we could get. So if the Americans were to impose a worldwide minimum tax rate on their corporations, let's say at 22%, then it wouldn't matter if we were just charging American multinationals here 15% if they were eventually going to have to pay the difference back home in the United States.
Yeah, which would be hugely disadvantageous to us because yeah. There'd be no point in them being here from a tax point of view.
I do think that they are embedded here. They do have skilled, reliable, effective workforces, and we are inside the EU single market, and that gives anything produced here customs-free access across the continent of Europe. And that's a key reason why anybody who talks about leaving the EU, that's the biggest argument against leaving the EU.
Yeah.
We'd be shooting the multinational golden goose that's laying so many golden eggs for us.
And what about, Cormac, you mentioned the EU there. You know, the Germans recently beating us off on an investment around Intel. So, you know, when the other European countries decide to throw a lot of money at attracting what we would consider our foreign direct investment, that's also going to be a factor, is it not?
It's an even bigger factor than that, Bobby, because when we developed our international development model, the world, the free world that we operate in, played by set rules. And now what's happened over the last 10 years is countries are increasingly turning to nationalism. You know, it's not just Trump. Biden has brought in a whole load of measures to develop American industry that would have been called protectionist in the past.
Yeah.
And now Germany is doing it. So we're living, you know, we're a small country on the edge of Europe. We were operating in an environment that was very attractive to us. That external environment has got more hostile to us over the last 5-10 years, and it may get even more hostile.
Okay, well, look, it's a fascinating subject. It's one we'll keep an eye on, Cormac, and we'll talk to you again about this matter very soon, because with so much riding on the FDI investment and indeed the tax take, it's something that we need to be acutely aware of. So thanks again for your contribution.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.